Good afternoon, folks and friends, and all of those who are willing to join us so we can share thoughts with one another. It's a new year. Just delighted that you are there listening to us, whether it's live or whether it's in the archives. And Charlene, welcome, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to everyone.
Today, I think this is very appropriate because it is a new year. A lot of us are thinking about our bodies, getting them into shape, you know, the New Year's resolution that we do once a year and need to do once a year because we didn't finish up last year what we were supposed to do. And so I thought it would be very appropriate this time, Charlene, to talk about some information that Yeshua had given to me with regards to the elements of aging, rejuvenating the human body, and healing. Doesn't this sound like a good topic for the beginning of the year?
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, on the show for people who have been with us in the past, Charlene works with healing in the physical, and I work with reading people's Akashic Records, the journey of their soul from the very beginning. And their record is in the center of the cosmos. We access that. But I also work with other masters on the other side, and I thought that this information that Yeshua had given to me was so perfect. And so let's talk, Charlene, first about aging. And I know that out in the medical community, there's all sorts of definitions about aging. I talked to you about this earlier. Had you heard about that aspect of aging that Yeshua talks about the cells?
I was not familiar with what you were saying, no.
Well, then perhaps this would be new information for you out there listening. Basically, you know that cells die and they have to be replaced. And what Yeshua is saying is that we get to the point where cells are not being replaced. And actually, that has some scientific basis that we already know about. There was a scientist out there that actually calculated the number of times that cells will duplicate themselves before they, in essence, are not able to do that anymore. And he figured this at, I think it was 54 times, 52, 54 times, so that a cell will replicate, and then it comes to the end where it will no longer have the ability to divide and make more cells. And Yeshua tells us that this is aging, and especially in the organs. If we have cells in the organs that are not being splitting and dividing and filling the necessary cells for that organ, that means that the organ is being compromised. So the cells that are left must take over the full function of what that organ was designed to do. And so this is aging. This is the gradual breaking down in the entire physical body. I found that fascinating, Charlene, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And so when Yeshua is discussing how to rejuvenate the body, he says that this is the place where we must start, in the organs, to see that the cells are dividing enough to complete the entire function of the organ. And he talks about doing this two ways. And, of course, one of the ways, Charlene, is using a healer like you who brings down a great deal of energy to the physical body. So you'll be glad to know that he was kind of pumping up your advertising, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of validating is the word, I guess, huh?
Yeah, no, that is a good way to use it. It's validating that an energy worker can really cut down the time that is required to build up the organs. And he mentions something that I think was fascinating, too. He talked about Atlantis simply because I've been working with a lot of information from Atlantis. And maybe those who have read information, for instance, from Edgar Cayce that talks about the Temple Beautiful, we might not know what the Temple Beautiful was doing. And I found this very fascinating. So some of the work that you have done on the radio show with us, Charlene, is, you know, work dealing with negative thoughts, negative patterns that have accumulated in the emotional body and the subtle body, you know, clearing those. Well, they did this in Atlantis. That was part of the Temple Beautiful work. But the difference between that work in the Temple Beautiful in Atlantis and what we're doing here is they had a procedure of doing this clearing every 5 years.
Oh.
Which we don't do that here. We don't have a schedule. So it's sort of like taking your car to the dealer and have them going over and checking out all the systems. Well, they did this in Atlantis. They removed the negative thought patterns. And the reason that they did this on a schedule of every 5 years was to clear the body of these patterns before they affected the organs.
Right.
Because the organs that have to do with digestion, elimination, and assimilation are so important for the body that if they're compromised, the body is struggling with trying to sort of like, you know, fill in the gaps. Then Yeshua talked about some other things that have to do with aging. And I suspect that many people out there know this too. He talked about genetics, how we understand something about genetics because, you know, it talks about the color of our eyes, our stature, our body shape. We inherit this through our DNA. We also know that scientists call a large part of that DNA junk DNA because they don't understand the role of that in our lives. So I found that very fascinating because that is, you might say, the spiritual aspect of the human being. It is has to do with our emotional understanding how we work through our emotions, and it's also what we inherit emotionally and from our ancestors and also their attitudes. That plays a role in what science calls the junk DNA. Well, you probably knew that, Charlene, because that's kind of like in your...
Yeah, usually God will go in and that in the goal or the healing that he's doing, that is always incorporated because it usually comes down in the DNA. A lot of things that you're dealing with deal in the DNA.
Well, you're working with that and you understand it, but I thought it was really kind of interesting to explain to people who might not be familiar with that how we inherit these concepts and attitudes from our ancestors. So then Yeshua goes on to talk about nutrition, which I'm sure all of us understand that nutrition and exercise is very important. But then he moves on to the attitudes of self-worth, what a big role that plays with regards to aging. And some of the masters who have come forth and given information in one of my books, Chaos Before Creation, Marilyn Monroe discusses this principle that Yeshua is talking about, that, and that is love yourself. Yeshua said, loving yourself is so important. It's that simple. If you don't love yourself, you will age faster. And I love these words, Charlene. He says, the heart must sing. The soul must laugh. There must be joy.
I think you ought to repeat. I think you need to say that over again so people can write that part down.
Yeah, I think so. It might even be something for the new year that we could...
I think that's good.
Yeah, promise to do. To love yourself. He says, if you don't love yourself, you will age faster. And this is the part that you were suggesting that people write down. The heart must sing. The soul must laugh. There must be joy. The heart must sing. The soul must laugh. There must be joy. And he says, if the heart is shut off to others, you age quicker. If you don't understand love and you feel unloved, you age quicker. If you feel you are cursed in some manner by another human being, you age faster and you wither.
Shows you how powerful the energy of love is.
Yes.
Very powerful.
And he says also, if you have a belief system that humanity is destined to age according to the number of years that they've lived, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. But, you know, Carolyn, one of the things that you were talking about before becomes quite prevalent with that. And that is, like you were saying, in our DNA, that's our belief system.
Yes.
As you get older, they expect you to behave in a certain way. And if you can just... I've seen people that would be in their 70s and 80s, and you could not tell that. But I have a dear friend that's in her 90s. They just called her, and she's back teaching school. And she's just a dear heart. My goodness, what a wonderful lady. She says, oh, I'd love to do that. And she's having a blast. She's 92.
So what can we say to this, Charlene, as Joshua said, people like you who are energy workers that can clear that from people...
Yeah, clear the DNA.
That sense of that we're destined to age.
Yeah,
we don't have to.
Good.
We don't have to abide by that.
Yeah, we can... God will go in and just pull it out of your energy field. He pulls it out of your DNA.
And so he mentions, he ties into that aspect. And there is also, if you're carrying these attitudes with you that you are going to age, then it starts to involve other systems. And, you know, these systems that he's talking about, how the important systems, of course, are digestion, elimination, and assimilation. And so if you believe that humanity is going to age by the number of years that you lived, well, all of those systems start to age also, and that is the very core of keeping the body from rejuvenating itself.
Very good. I think that's where the metaphysical starts coming in, the science of the metaphysical.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, and of course, it's all based on self-love and love of others.
Uh-huh. Well, as Marilyn Monroe said in that book, Chaos Before Creation, you can't love others unless you love yourself.
Yes. In other words, you don't allow others to misuse you or abuse you in any way. Doesn't mean you turn around and do it in reverse, because then you fit into their belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Stay within love.
So... then he moves on. I just love this particular work that Yeshua, information that Yeshua gave, because to me it is so precise, the different steps that one must take to rejuvenate the body. So folks out there, new year, new promise to yourself, you're going to work on rejuvenating your physical body. We could all use some of that. So some of the steps that need to be done. Now, there's, of course, two ways to do it. You've got the healer, like Charlene, that can work with you, and also you can work by yourself. And even if Charlene is working with you, these things that he offers that you can do by yourself would be very important to go along with working with a healer. And so he's talking about proper nutrition. You know, we know about that. We don't always follow it. I was just talking to Shirlene this morning about eating wheat and sugar, two of the big no-nos, right?
For you, it's the big no-no.
Yes.
And for me.
Well, keeping in mind also that the higher your vibrations move in the physical, it even becomes more important to stay away from sugar and flour. So that's another reason why you'll see some people perhaps that won't be as bothered by these two items as other people, because maybe their vibrations are not as high as yours and they can tolerate it a little better. So, proper nutrition, clear water, elimination, mental attitudes. So he's not talking about disease. He's just talking simply about reversing the outer results of aging. So if you have a healer, you're going to do this much faster. But if you don't have a healer, he's saying it might take several years for a person to heal their organs without the intervention of a healer. If you have the intervention of a healer to work on the organs, it might only take a month or two. Now, tell me that that isn't an interesting statement.
That goes pretty fast.
Well, no, but look at it the other way, Shirlene. If you're not working with a healer, it can take several years for a person to heal their organs. But if you're working with a healer, it might take a month or two.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, that's a dramatic... That's a dramatic shortening of the time
right.
for healing the organs. That's what I'm talking about. And he says that healers can show this kind of results in the body because they are bringing down energies that the individual has a difficult time to accomplish for themselves. So when two people work together in the healing process, the organs can be healed faster. Now, if you work, so basically the organs have to be worked on first. So
yeah, in other words, what you're telling, that you have to work on the memory first. Is that what you're saying?
No, the replenishing the cells that have been lost in the organs.
Okay.
Because as we, if we have a cell that can only replicate itself so many times and then it dies, we are at the mercy of aging. And, of course, something that Archangel Michael told us, too, is that when all of our cells turn to crystalline, that rule is no longer going to apply.
Right.
Which is interesting also.
Because it becomes a pure energy source.
So... I think these are very important statements. So then he talks about toxins. And I'm aware that people talk about toxins, how they have to be released from the body. But, you know, some people might not be aware of how the toxins get there in the beginning.
Well, that's probably true. But they're being introduced all the time.
Well, they are, but he, well, of course you have air. He took out, he corrected a couple statements about drinking pure water, breathing clean air. So some toxins get into the body that way. But if you're drinking pure water, you're breathing in clear air, that kind of cuts off one source. But here's the big source that he's talking about is if the body is not alkaline.
Right.
So it's extremely important to keep the body alkaline. Now, maybe you can give us some thoughts. He gave me a thought here about what is necessary to do to keep it alkaline. And from your perspective, working with people, Shirlene, you probably have some ideas of what people can do to keep the body alkaline. You want to talk about them?
Well, some of the foods that we eat are very produce a great deal of acid. And I think on the metaphysical, a lot of times you'll find that those are the dealing with the, at the wellness centers will talk about really eliminating certain products in order to put the body back in an alkaline rather than into an acid state, back into an alkaline state, because they're saying that arthritis or joint pain and muscle pain comes from too much acid in the system.
Well, what I would suggest that people can do if they're interested in this, do a search on the internet, because there's so much there about the foods that are alkaline producing and the foods that are acid producing. An awful lot is there. And then what people will tell you is that you can use litmus paper, just a piece of paper that you just put in your mouth and the saliva. That's one way of testing how acidic your body is, and whether so if you find by testing that your body is very acid, then you start eating the foods that are in the alkaline column as opposed to the foods that are in the acid column, and you can test that way. He also talks about how extremely important greens are to the physical body. And I would suspect that most people really do not eat enough greens. That is a requirement for keeping the body healthy. And so one of the ways, in other words, if you're not eating a lot of kale and spinach and turnip tops and things of that sort, which you probably aren't, you know, we're buying, unfortunately, package things that we pull out of the frozen food boxes because we're busy. But greens, he is saying, is extremely important, and one way that you can do that is using the powdered greens. And there's a lot of really good products out there that is barley grass, for instance, is a wonderful product to use, and they flash freeze that and turn it into a powder form so that you just, you know, take a spoonful of it and put it in water or juice or something of that nature, and you have your greens. And I would suspect that everybody needs to do that. There, spirulina is another one, chlorella. So you can find these in a lot of places. You know, in a bottle. Take them every day. Since Yeshua told me about this, I've been working on taking them twice a day. It's that important, according to him. Then he talks about plaque in the veins, how important that is to clear the plaque. And I don't know if I was talking to you about this, or I was talking to Caroline about that, about what you take to clear the plaque in the veins. Were you talking to me?
I don't think it was me.
Must have been Caroline. The chili peppers. I can't think of that ingredient that's in the chili peppers. I'll think of it and tell people later, but she was saying that that's an excellent source to clear the plaque. It's one of the 10 most important herbs for the...
Okay, the cayenne?
Yeah, the cayenne pepper.
Okay,
cayenne.
Okay, yeah, it clears the veins.
Yeah, so the cayenne pepper...
Yeah, that's what she would say.
Yeah, clears the plaque in the veins. So, you know, what we're talking here about rejuvenating the human body is so simple to work upon, and it would cost very little bit of money to be working along this process. So they're the sort of things that we'll work on it some more. But let me ask the people who are out there listening, give us a call, give us some of your thoughts about the matter, or you might have questions of your own about healing that you want to work with Charlene, or something that you want from your Akashic Records. Our number here is 877-876-5227 if you're in the United States. And our folks from Canada can give us a call at 888-815-9750. This is a live program, which means you can ask your questions and we can answer them. Isn't that cool? Anyway, Yeshua talks about greens. He's saying that they will heal us in ways that we don't really understand, that there is a lot of talk about protein, but that the body was designed to exist on greens and fruits with some nuts. And so he goes back to this 200,000 years ago when, you know, humanity took up this bodily form. We have a caller, and your name?
Why, hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Joy. Happy New Year to both of you.
Hi, Joy. Isn't this an exciting topic today?
Well, you know, perfection unfolds. Exactly what I was knowing, exactly what I was desiring, and so thank you for expressing it for all of us. I really did come to my own knowing of the power, powerful force that love is to heal everything. And
yes,
that is one of the things that I'm really intending, and I offer this for all of our, of all the listeners here, is to really choose to pay attention to any self-hate that we have in our body and any self-hatred in our thoughts, and to really convert that to a loving thought.
We've been taught that, not necessarily we personally, but as humanity, I mean, we've been taught that there's something wrong with us, you know, from this aspect of original sin down through the whole teachings in so many areas, that we have come in this world somehow either disadvantaged or that there is something wrong with us. And we, after a while, start to look upon ourselves as something less than.
Yes, yes. And the feeling undeserving, then, of that divine perfection that is available to all of us. And that is exactly why I am reaching out to both of you today. First of all, to say how much I appreciate you, to celebrate this new beginning, and to join in exactly with what you're saying, the theme of physical rejuvenation. And I would love to ask for Charlene to help me, please, exactly, truly, completely in alignment with what you've been talking about with the elimination, absorption, and the clearing out of toxins, and especially in the lower chakras, you know, from 1 to 3 in my body. And what I learned from last time is that I would love to include in my request for healing that my ability to assimilate and to receive the healing be gentle, and to remember to replace it with love. I think that last time I learned about being more grounded and to pay attention and to really focus on the receiving part, and so that I'd like assistance to make sure that I replace it with a higher vibration of love for myself in appreciation of the creation that God has offered me in this body, and to really be gentle in applying this newness within myself.
I think, Joy, you brought up a real good point, and that is where most all of us are out there saying, well, we need to love more. Need means future, right?
Yes.
And you pointed out not only the need, but to put in there the need to love yourself first. And that is because then you can project into the heart chakra. I tell you how many people that I have to go in and clear their heart chakra for not only receiving, but forgiving. And they can give to others, but it's very difficult for us to give to ourselves in an equal way. If we're not seeing ourselves with love, because we're always taught that we're doing things that are wrong, you know, we're set up with right and wrong. But if we see ourselves as set up with, well, I had this experience and it really didn't work out well. And then I don't think I'll do that one again. Let's try something different. You see, then we don't set ourselves up being wrong. We just set ourselves up as seeing that we've made a choice that we choose not to do again.
But if we're always... I love that.
Pardon?
I love that.
See, we're always setting ourselves up as being right or wrong, because our society has made it such that you're either, on one hand, you're wrong or you're right. In reality, we're always right. Because God said to me, he says, you are my essence. Therefore, if you love yourself, you love me, because you are my essence. Mm. Now, that's a big lesson. It was a big lesson for me to understand that it is important that if I see that I've done something that I feel like that, boy, that didn't turn out very well, then I just say, oh, okay, I forgive myself even though I feel this way. Mm. I forgive myself. And then I say to God, take this unforgiveness of myself away and replace it with God's love. Mm-hmm. And love of self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's important that we love ourselves, because how can we instill within the heart? Remember, there's the three hearts. There's the heart-mind, the physical heart, and the heart chakra. And we must instill in that, like you were saying, Joy, the highest vibrational frequency that there is love. And we've come to this existence here to learn how to give and to receive love. That's what we're here for. There's not another thing we can take when we cross over. Nothing. Because everything else is of this physical world, except that love that we incorporate within our physical being. And like Carolyn was saying, if we can incorporate that in each one of ourselves, that feeling of love, and learn how to feel it, get to the point where you can feel that love in each one of those cells, it will rejuvenate those cells so that they go back to the God intelligence that they were created at the beginning of creation.
Well, that's exactly the healing that I would love to receive today. Exactly
okay.
What you just said. Please.
Okay.
That sounds delicious.
Whatever I said, huh?
Whatever you said, I'd like that. As if you were a waiter telling me the specials of the day. Yes, that entree, please. To really replace that, to incorporate.
Whatever you said, Charlene, just do it, huh?
That's right. Well, I'll recap what I got out of that is to incorporate that highest frequency of love at a cellular level. And
absolutely,
that is something that on my very own I have. It's a great word. Isn't that amazing that the word that comes to me is hunger? I have been truly knowing the hunger of that. That as I stand and I watch and I look at my body in the mirror, I go, what is the vibration that I'm looking at? And I go, you know what? I'm looking at sadness. I'm looking at abandonment, and I'm looking at self-rejection.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm looking for myself to,
okay.
And I thought, what is the antidote? And I knew that the antidote to that is, oh, it's so simple. Love, just the love that God made this body with, the love that created all of our bodies, let that live in me. And that is my request. And I love that you said about, let's do something different, because I've learned enough to know that it's a higher choice to only language, to encapsulate in language, that which I want to expand, what I want more of. So I was very careful to say what I would like to do differently than last time, rather than list all the things that I didn't like about last time.
Right.
From my own end. And so
yes,
that's exactly, I love that you said, because I knew there was nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But I did learn something really critical, which was to ask for it to be a gentle process and easy and fun to integrate the newness and to allow myself to really ground it at a cellular level with gentleness and ease.
Now, what does, to you, Joy, what does grounding mean? See, that's a pretty broad statement again. So when we go in to change the vibrational frequency within the energy field, we have to be a little bit more precise than that. You give me, identify it for me.
Okay. Well, what I mean by grounding is, again, because I do love that word incorporation. I was born in Italy, and so I always kind of listen to words in a different way. So corpo actually means body. In Italian, the word for body is corpo. So for me, I kind of split it up into three syllables. Incorporation means in the body, like the unification within my body. So when I say grounding, that's what I mean. I want
to... You're meaning to incorporate.
Vibrate it as if I had eaten that energy, that then I am vibrating at a cellular level and even subatomic particles, right? Because before I get
that
to...
That is atomic, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, before you get to your DNA, before you actually have the cellular structure of the nucleus and the membranes and all of that, to really have my matrix, maybe that's a better way to say it, my matrix, my software, like a software upgrade, you know, that which runs my system, to be really upgraded to that rejuvenating life force of love. And that's what I mean by grounding it, because then it would be manifesting, here's another word, precipitating it from the vibrational formless into my actual structure that is my body today. Is that more precise?
Yes.
Couldn't get more precise.
Well, but you know, but I really did, and in fact, if there's the opportunity, Carolyn, I had an incredible adventure with someone that I realized was a wonderful catalyst for my growth. I wanted to return the gift to this person, and even though we were using the same words like, what did we say? I just lost what it was. Anyway, we were using vocabulary that we both knew. Oh, wake-up call. I said, when I show up in somebody's life, I'm their wake-up call. And this person said to me, I know that you are. So I really thought that this person understood what waking up meant. And we went on a long journey of complete miscommunication. It's brilliant that you're asking me to be precise, because I just learned, even when this person used the word wake-up call and I used the words wake-up call, we both thought we were on the same page. We both talked about being in God's hands and that it was meant to be, and all these things that we were thinking we were on the same page. I've never had such a incredible experience of missing somebody. The best way that I could say it would be like elevator floors, and I thought we were meeting on the 10th floor, and instead I was talking to the 15th floor, and this person was literally in the basement. And all of a sudden you see a month goes by of energy, you know, giving energy, and you're going, oh my God, completely. But neither of us realized it until the very end. And right now we're just taking a little break. But I'd love some assistance, because I'm very dedicated. When I do know that that's part of my service to humanity. And when I do show up in somebody's life, that is their moment to accelerate. And I haven't failed this badly before, so I'd love some assistance in remedying that, because I care and this person matters to me, and I do believe that as far as being in God's hands, without going into a long story of the miraculous way that we came into each other's awareness, it's something that I can't leave hanging as, oh well, whatever, that's not my style.
I'll be quiet. One of the comments that you made was, you know, that you're maybe on the 15th floor and she's in the basement. Then all of a sudden, all of our minds go to one is right and one is wrong. It isn't. There's no right or wrong.
Thank
Everything
you.
Is right because we're learning.
Right.
And it's a process.
However, it did create a missed opportunity for that person, and it's a male, by the way, but it created a missed opportunity for this person because, you know, they were genuinely interested in the process of waking up, but I didn't take the time. Here's a good lesson for me that you just taught me. I didn't ask for a definition of those words. Like you asked me, be precise, what does grounding mean to you? And I leapt with enthusiasm on the excitement that this person said back to me, I know that you're my wake-up call. And I just thought, all right, you know, let's tie up our shoelaces and take off running. And suddenly I'm realizing, you know, it was really the equivalent of going onto a sports field and I was dressed for tennis and this person is dressed for golf. And you're just like completely different paradigms. And so then, yes, precision, right. Even if you are using the same choice of vocabulary, you have to root it, like you just did for me, Shirlene, which I appreciate so much that you did, into that person's world. When you say that word, what does that mean to you? And so then...
Just stop and say to that person, what does grounding mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if there's something else that somebody's saying, just ask a question, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
And don't go in with... Because everybody thinks automatically somebody starts to talk and your brain goes into, let's see, what's my next response?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than spending time, you can either hear or you can listen.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear all kinds of things, but listening means you hear what they say, and if you don't understand it, you have them repeat what they really and truly are feeling or meaning in that statement. And so you were right, you know, to say, well, what does grounding mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, be more precise,
mm-hmm.
so that we can understand clearly each other's feelings and how we see things.
Right, right.
That way we're incorporating their feelings and understanding into ourselves, and then love starts. Because I said to know thyself and to know others. When you know somebody else more completely, then we love more deeply.
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's go in and put this in, okay?
Brilliant. I'm ready. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go do this.
While Shirlene is doing that, Joyce, there is something that I wanted to discuss a little further. And it has to do with this concept of being right and wrong. But God, I don't think, looks at these things that happen in our life as something right or wrong, or even the things that happen in general outside of our life, but rather journeys of experience.
Okay.
And I think that Charlene touched on that, but what we're doing is we're experiencing, and some experiences serve us, and so we continue along those lines, and then some experiences do not serve us, and we need to correct those, and it's not a case of being right or wrong. Now, of course, we're not talking about injuring someone else. We're really talking about choices that we make in our own lives.
Yes. Yes.
And I think if we can look at what we are doing, maybe we can...
I need to tell you I lost the audio. I can't hear, Carolyn.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Can you hear me now?
I'm barely hearing you say I don't know what happened, but that's all.
Oh. Well...
Now I'm kind of hearing you, but very, very far away and with some sort of audio interference.
See, I can't change that unless...
Oh, now that's better. Now you're back.
Okay.
Perfect.
Must have touched a knob somewhere.
Okay. No, now you're perfectly clear. Go ahead. I'm all ears this time. I've learned to be quiet and receive.
I think if we look at our journey as... experiences, in other words, the experiences that we choose, if they serve us, we continue with those choices. If it is a choice that has not served us, then we change that and make another choice. If we can keep in that frame of mind, we can get away, I think, from this idea of blame, of being right or wrong, and look at it as choices that we have made that has served us and choices that we have made that has not served us that we will change.
One of the things that I'm stuck on with this person in this particular scenario, and I don't know how you operate, whether you can see anything, whether it's appropriate to look at Akashic records with me and this person or not, but it was a very significant landmark connection. It certainly sparked me on a journey of exploration and tapping into higher consciousness and my writing that I'm doing that you are aware of, like
yes.
I've never had. It was like rocket fuel for me, and it came completely at the alignment of the planetary alignment of Venus and Jupiter and the Moon at the beginning of December. And I've never had anything like that, truly 18 hours a day of nonstop writing, things that I didn't even know I was writing until I was writing it and being the first audience to it, literally with my mouth gaping open, oh, my God, that's so beautiful. Oh, that was that. So that was the gift that I received literally from moments on the phone with this person. It was the experience of being seen at an energy level. It was awareness seeing me, and I knew I could look back. That's all I could say, and it was like a window into eternity, and I took off running, and I completely dedicated myself to that. And it lasted about a month, and I've never been able to sustain that kind of literally bliss state uninterruptedly for such a long period of time. Of course, my instinct is to want to offer that, a similar experience, whatever is appropriate for this person, back to them. And like I said, it took a long time to realize how we were not in sync at a conscious mind level. I obviously, at a soul level, we're all connected and the same. But at the mental level in the third dimension, I didn't get it because of, again, the vocabulary seemed to match, but there wasn't the same meaning and understanding behind it. And so with reference to what you were saying about not making it right or wrong, but choices that serve us and choices that don't serve us, the reason why I shared with you that is that where I'm stuck with that is regret. I felt like we had such, it was an experience of oneness and of perfection, and of joyful, we just laughed and laughed and laughed. I've never laughed so much in all my life. On the phone, never met the person, you know, physically in the third dimension, on the phone. And then to kind of, it feels like that feeling of fall from grace, you know, from going from heaven to then what seems to be like hell. And then this complete energetic dissonance. So we went from a complete oneness of resonance to complete dissonance, where right now we completely repel each other at an energy level, where it's very painful for me to be on the phone, and then, you know, now the phone appointments aren't kept on his end. So I have a regret. You know, I can certainly see the choices that I would make differently now, which would be establishing the clear knowing of similar vocabulary and meaning to really know that we are proceeding along, that he's really actually tracking me in a way that he can understand the value and the meaning of the journey. And that was just the experience of being able to see his light and his soul. So we were tracking on other dimensions. I just wasn't aware that it wasn't happening in the third dimension. And
but
so
you know,
can,
Joy, sometimes I wonder if Charlene is back.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Yeah, well, let Charlene get into the discussion, Joy.
Okay.
Let me make one comment before we go any further. It was kind of interesting because, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. One of the things that was brought out and that you brought out when you were discussing it before, which is usually when I go in and watch God do the changing of the energy field, usually he will put all dimension of time, space, and language. And you brought that point out as far as language is concerned, because you can have two people that come from a different DNA, yet language-wise, and still have a different meaning because
yes.
of the language and what it means. And so
when he was putting, incorporating in each one of your cells, which was the love of God, right? God's love and love of God in each and every one of your cells. It was incorporated not only on and the English language, but in past life language or the language of other generations.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yes, absolutely. Well, because obviously, right, past, present, and future coexisting in the same now moment,
right,
then you would have to do a translation in all the languages that would apply to the relevant past.
Yes, and not only in a past life, but even within your DNA, which is your past ancestry, because you were saying that you were talking about your ancestors.
Yes.
And so they would have to, and when you're clearing not only yours, you were clearing your ancestors as well today.
Wow.
You cleared them, but it had to be done in a language that would be incorporated within the understanding of your ancestors in their language.
That is beautiful, Charlene. That is beautiful. Wow. Can you say anything else then of what occurred during this? I love
to learn. Well, then, I was just watching him putting in all of those, that incorporating in each one of your cells that love. See, I was told it was called a geometric equation of the mathematical balance of the atomic or atom-teen particles, which is commanded by God's love. You see, nothing can really, everything out there is created in God's love, everything. Whether it's a rock or whether it's a leaf or whatever, if it did not have that within it in its creation, it would cease to exist.
Yes.
So like Carolyn was talking about, that starts getting depleted through the years within each one of the cells, within the organs, and that starts doing, you know, the deterioration of the cells. And so when you go back in and command the cells, now each one of the cells know exactly what their pre-programming was in the beginning, but they don't know that God's going to go in and command them to go back to that original intelligence. And so within each one of your cells, we're commanded to go back to that God intelligence.
That is so beautiful. Thank you.
So it'd be interesting to see how you're feeling in a couple of weeks to call back at that particular time, and let's see how your body is responding. Because he actually had to take out the negative first. Because you talked about what? The rejection? The abandonment?
Yes, the sadness, the hatred, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and he took all of those out first. You have to take out the negative, create a vacuum effect, and then reestablish the memory back into the God intelligence.
Right, because then otherwise it's kind of like trying to put new things into your closet without throwing out the old stuff that you're not even using anymore.
And I always say, it's like putting a Band-Aid over a sore.
Yes, yes. Well, let me ask you this. What can you provide me? Last time, I could hardly even relate to the statement that you were telling me to say. I remember it's like, God, she's speaking English. I understand the words, and I couldn't even, do you remember that? I could never say them in the same order. I could not even replicate the repeating of a simple sentence that you were giving me as an affirmation. But I'm in a different state now. I really do feel myself much more calm and grounded and centered and present to you.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I've chosen it. I really chose that. It's like, well, what do I prefer? Do I want to be in that confused state that I can't even make heads or tails of what she's saying, or do I want to be there to receive what? Well, you know what I really identified is my hunger. Like I said, my hunger for this. Nothing
right.
else matters to me but this. If I think about other stuff, since I am in the recreation of my life in the third dimension, and I need to establish where will I live next, you know, I've been living in a hotel for years and years. So it's like, where will I live? And I need to have a car and I need all this stuff. But none of that remotely interests me without having this first. Because what good is having a nice house or a nice car or whatever if I'm still radiating self-hatred towards myself? Completely irrelevant. I'm absolutely very clear on that. It's like, I don't want anything else but to be in that space of love. And I do know that it has to start with me, because we all impact our environment by where we vibrate. So it doesn't matter if I think, if I'm just talking a good story of, you know, everything is love and la, 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 and I'm radiating, but I hate myself because I'm completely incongruent with my message. And I really am clear that for me to have any impact at a higher level for what is my mission, what is my purpose, I must absolutely vibrate my message at a cellular level. And my message is love.
Remember at the beginning when Carolyn was telling us that the message was, in order to incorporate that into our bodies and into our heart, and that was to have laughter and joy.
Yes.
You know, and singing.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with people out there saying, I want a vacation, and I want to go on a, I don't know what you would see as a fun, happy, cheerful time, but for some people, maybe it's going to Hawaii or to Disney World, or, you know, I had one friend, she always wanted to, or client, always wanted to go to Alaska on a cruise. Well, she says, well, I'm not going to put that in. And I said, but God wants you to do those things for yourself. Why? Because you must love yourself.
Yes.
And give
yes.
yourself things that bring you joy. And there's nothing wrong for incorporating those goals in your life that you just have a desire, like you say, within your heart to do. And she says, well, okay, we'll put it in. But my husband's always told me he won't go.
Well, what I'd like to say to that is that what I really would love then, since my talking about rejuvenation truly absolutely resonated with what you said, and I've been doing that. I have found myself laughing alone in my room, singing alone in my room, dancing alone in my room. It's like, why wait, for goodness sakes? But what I'd love, since I really am choosing to have the mindset that rejuvenation is possible, I'm very excited that in just a little over a month, oh my God, a month and 2 days, February 5th is my 50th birthday. And I am delighted to say I don't feel 50, I don't look 50, but I still want to even rejuvenate more from where I am. And my heart's
in the mid.
What?
Joy, what if you're just in the midst of your life?
I feel that. Oh, I do feel that I'm just at the middle.
Okay, in the mid-crisis.
I am. Oh, I do know that. And I tease myself. I think that's going to be one of my book titles. It's like half a century of perspective, you know, from Joy.
That's a good way to put it.
It is. It's like I've been talking to 20-year-olds on the phone, and I'm going, here's a postcard from the edge, you know, from past 30 years on down the line. This is what I wish I knew when I was you. What I'd love to ask for then, since you said you can put that into your DNA, is to have friends. I'm at the rebirth of my life, and all of my contacts from my previous 50 years are obsolete, and I know the two of you, basically. I know the two of you and a handful of smattering of other people that I only know on the phone. I'd love to have friends to celebrate my 50th year on the planet, and somebody actually here, people here in my third dimension that I can actually see and do.
So when is your birthday?
My birthday is February 5th.
Oh, the 6th.
Five.
Well,
February
5th. We'll put it out there that everybody's listening, that on your birthday we all celebrate.
Yay, that's how everybody dance and sing for
okay.
and with Joy.
Can't we do that for Joy on the February 6th?
You're saying 5, right? It's 5,
yeah,
not 6.
Absolutely.
Five.
Why not?
Yay, yay, yay. Do I dare even give out my email address for anybody who wants to connect with me? Could I do that, or what do you? I'll leave it up to you, ladies.
Well, that's Carolyn's department.
Carolyn,
I actually know nothing wrong with you giving out your email so people can wish you a happy birthday.
People who want to connect with Joy. That's my invitation. People
okay.
who want to be friends
okay.
of Joy. Friends of Joy.
Okay.
Well, here we go then for Friends of Joy, and it's people who want to connect from the heart. That's my criteria. From the heart with Joy, I invite you to connect with me at Soaring Joy. That's SOARINGJOY at yahoo.com. And it will be my pleasure to respond to you from my heart with joy.
And we'll
here
all...
we go. Especially
yeah,
anybody,
like
especially anybody, but anybody born on February 5th, 1959.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great group to say, my God, we all came in 50 years ago. Let's have a little powwow. Can you imagine the wisdom that could be shared of everybody's journey? 50 years on the planet. What did you learn? You know, I'm interested.
Around.
That's right. Half a century. I do remember as a child, my mother was an older mother, and I do remember teasing her unendingly when she turned 50. I'm like, Mom, you're half a century old. How does it feel? But, you know, after all of my travels and, like I said, having chosen and the self-hate model, and now I'm choosing the self-love model, I really am very proud that I am still here, and I do know that I am here through the grace of God, that I've made it 50 years. So I can
look
stand
what you're
here.
Going to be creating now, though.
Pardon me? Say that again?
I said, look what you're going to be creating now.
Yes, absolutely, and to really embrace it, and I do know I am only at the midway point. I do know I'm going to be at 100, and so I really want to make it count. You know, it's
well,
like, all
Dr.
right.
Todd told us it would be 120.
Well, awesome. All the more better. That's the cherry on top, you know.
Well, that's what he'd tell us in the seminars. He'd say, well, you know, it won't be long and we'll be to 120. That's because of our ability to rejuvenate the cells and help them to rebuild and stay youthful.
Well, that's a lovely group that we can do. People who want to support each other. That's another part of my invitation. People who want to really support each other and who are open to the mindset of we can rejuvenate at a cellular level. And we want to hold that vision, right? Because it's, again, like you said, one of the things that I loved that you said today, both of you, is wherever two are gathered, when you were talking about the Atlantis and the Temple of Beauty and how they would do the clearing every 5 years, and it's the gathering of like minds. So there, too, that's in the Bible, right? Wherever two or more are gathered in my name. And so people who have that miracle mindset and who want to gather and hold a vision for ourselves that we can rejuvenate, what an amazing group that can be.
And you never realized it could be all over the world, did you?
Well, you know, I did. I just didn't know how to do it, and you gave me that. You're like a diving board. It's like, wait a minute, I'm on the edge of the diving board. I could just dive off. So there you go. That I can thank my mother on this day. I will say to her, thank you, my lovely mother, that was so brave. She's the bravest person I ever knew, and I am so happy to be her daughter, and that's a trait I cherish to have inherited. Before I lose my place, I had started to ask you, what could I say today that I am present to really root this as an affirmation? And then part B of that is, I accept your invitation to report back to you in a few weeks to let you know how it's going. But what is the number one action that I can take to help facilitate, maintain, and grow from this healing today?
Well, I think that one of the things I think Carolyn pointed out one time with one of her conference calls, and I think when we ushered in on December 10th, the Christ consciousness, and I'm reminded about it every day. If you go to the store or you go to get gas, you just smile at everybody. And when you're smiling at them, you're sending off the God Christ
consciousness and sending God's love.
Yes. Okay. Well, great. You bring up another point.
Then you look at, and you look in the mirror, and you do the same with yourself.
Okay. I have been doing that. Here's a question that I have to support me in being more, what is the right word? Calibrate. To calibrate myself for other people's comfort zone. I realized, especially after talking to you lovely ladies on the couple of weeks ago, the intensity that I have. I operate under massive intensity, and that's just my soul note, and I've spent a lot of my life suppressing it because I do see that a lot of people can tend to feel overwhelmed, and clearly that's not my intention. But with regards to what you just said, Charlene, I went to the post office before the end of the year, and I was standing in line, and I'm waiting for my turn, and the person whose window, you know, I knew I was their next client, wasn't calling me, so I asked, you know, are you ready for me? And, you know, he's like, oh, and I came bounding up, and I'm like, hi, and I'm all happy, and I'm smiling. And the first thing he said, but I loved his honesty, I adore honesty, and it's very refreshing that he was so in touch with himself that he knew what he was feeling and then had the courage to say it, although that's his M.O. in the sense of being operating on the negative kind of sarcasm note. But I loved it because he said, you're scaring me. All happy, you're scaring me. And so it's so funny. I said to him, no, I said, but my name is Joy and your name is Joe and I think it's great. It's like, look, I love three-letter names and, you know, so I'm doing all this thing. And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, you're not one of those happy, nice people. I need a bucket. And I said, what? I said, Joe, I said, you mean that my happiness is making you nauseous? And so then I just decided to do, like, it was like a stand-up comedy routine. What was so amazing in that I didn't take it personally, and I really tried to reach out to him. So I said to him, say it ain't so, Joe. You're not one of those disgruntled postal workers, are you? And the whole post office, a line of people behind me were, like, laughing, and Joe's, like, looking at me. So I had a very long procedure. I had three big boxes to send out, so a lot of work there. So there was a lot of energy exchange. And in the end, because I kept on being nice and kept on, you know, not letting his negativity affect me. But it's the first time that I didn't shut down or I wasn't crushed. But I think it's because he was honest. Had he actually been really mean, I think I would have been mortified.
No.
But he was just honestly owning what he was feeling, and so I just loved the honesty. And in the end, he said to me, I said, I enjoyed you, Joe. And he said, I only wish my wife would see me that way. And that was so lovely. And then I was using a pen, which I'm holding now. Listen to this. I always love words. I was holding a pen, doing all these forms and writing and whatever. And I said, Joe, I love this pen, and I'm an author. Do you think I could have this pen? And just very quietly, he just nodded his head, yes, you know. And so as I get home and I look at the pen, it's a beautiful red, by the way, like the first chakra red, glorious, pearlescent. And I look at it, and it's got written on it, all clear. It's a word on the pen. And I thought, that was so amazing. But my question, too, besides sharing a lovely story and sending healing blessings to Joe, who'd rather be in Colorado, is that how can I calibrate myself? Because I do that, like you said, to have the Christ consciousness intention. I do that all the time. And do you know how many people on the phone put me on hold after, like, literally three words? Hi, this is Joy. I'm calling because I need to put you on hold. And what I got from that is that I'm showing up with such intensity that they can't take it, and that even if it's unconscious, like if they legitimately have the other line on the phone is ringing, or, you know, a client before them that they have to take care of, that what it's serving is to break up my intensity. Because somebody told me, he goes, you're like a fire hydrant and a railroad train, you know, coming at somebody all in one. But it's very painful for me to suppress it, because that's my natural mode. That's what makes me joyful, is loud, fast, and intense is really my natural state, but not appropriate at all times and with everyone. So how can I, A, honor my true nature without,
morphing into something that I'm not, camouflaging myself into something that I'm not, and at the same time delivering my intention of wanting to share that blessing of Christ consciousness, of love and joy, without completely overwhelming the other person's energetic matrix. What I realize is really it's an energy system lack of matching up. So I don't take it personally, but it's still a challenge.
Joy, we need to go on to some other callers, dear. And I know, you know, you've had a lot of questions that we've answered, and we're delighted to answer. But how about calling in tomorrow or the next time that we're on to give some other people an opportunity? Would you
my pleasure.
Be kind enough to do that for us?
Absolutely my pleasure to do that. I
Thank
love that you,
sweetheart.
Asked it exactly that way. I love for people to have a chance. And who knows, my questions might be addressed through them. So I thank you
and
all.
And you can call back again, dear.
It will be my pleasure. And
Indeed.
Happy New Year, and thank you for all your time.
Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Sweethearts, you are. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Charlene, are you there, darling?
Yes, I sure am.
Good. Well, we've had so many topics here in this last 45 minutes. A lot for many people to integrate. And so what I would like now is people who are listening out there, give us a call, 877-876-5227. We've covered a lot of topics, and people might be calling in if they wish to rejuvenate their physical, or if that's not on their agenda for this year, call in and tell us what promises you have made for the new year and how you are going about working on those new promises. And also, I would say that January 1st, I feel there was a great shift in energy. How do you feel about that, Charlene? Did you notice
that? Yes, I feel like that, too. I really feel like this is a year that, well, and I've been experiencing myself and other people, and it's just like miracles. Somebody will say to me, I don't know how that happened. And I go, well, I guess God's really busy. Because they'll say, well, it was just like a miracle. And I'll say, well, it was a miracle. And I think
on January 1st, is that the energy that you felt, that there was something miraculous happening?
Yes. Yes. And there's like making sure that be aware of the words that you speak, the thoughts that you think, and make sure that when you're doing them, they're very positive. And I guess I have to emphasize that, because those things will be manifested to you much more quickly. So if you think a negative thought, just say to God, oh, take that one out, you know, cancel that one, and then replace it with a positive, and then say, well, you know, say to God, take that thought, whichever it was, out, and replace it with, I love myself, unconditionally, just the way I am, because you're in a state of learning, and don't turn around and, create the negative on yourself. Turn around and recognize that God knows you're learning, too. And then
well, I want to talk about energy on the first and on the other days, because I sensed a difference between January 1st and then January 2nd. I saw a very big difference between the two. And that's
in
what
the
I
two
wanted
days.
To Yes. On the first, I had, you see, if you look at the numbers, January being 1, first being 1, 2009
right.
comes to an 11. And I think there was something about those ones. And I was looking at it, in other words, they're master numbers, the 11 and the 11. In other words, the 1st of January, if you didn't add them all up and took January the 1st, that's a master number of 11, and then you took the year, there were two master numbers there. And I felt a different energy on that date. And the energy that I felt was very peaceful, very loving, very full of the sense of balance.
Okay, that's a good word for it.
Yeah,
that's a good word for it.
There was this great sense of balance. Love was there also. But then when we moved to the second, I felt a shift in energy. And I was wondering if anybody else felt that.
I just feel like that there was a sense of, I guess what I was feeling, just a sense of well-being. That things were just fine and they were going to be fine. Maybe that's
yes,
what
that would
at.
Be that would be some of it also. So my friends out there, if you notice a difference in energy, give us a call. Tell us what your perception of it was. 877-876-5227. Charlene, while we have a break here, why don't you give the folks your phone number, tell them where you live in case they want to call for a personal reading.
Okay. It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back in 24 hours, please call again. Like I said before, I've got four answering machines, and I've had an occasion where I only got one off of it from one of the person called in, and they called and called, and I didn't even receive them. So please call me back.
We have a caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, this is June.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It sure does seem like this New Year has been a roller coaster for me. Every day it's like a whole other ball game emotionally. You know, feeling really, really at peace, and then the next day feeling really depressed. But I listen to the conference calls that I have.
Yes.
And that just brings my energy right up. I need to do that today again.
Aren't those conference calls remarkable?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you know, I went from a pretty deep depression listening to it just like, oh, of course everything's fine. It's beautiful. Thank you for doing those. It's amazing.
Well, they really are remarkable when you consider who comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Yeshua, Archangel Michael, Master Kasumi, Mother Mary. I mean, what a
Metatron.
Yes, Lord Metatron.
I'm finding that energy just burns off. Like I feel that red energy kind of envelop me, and it just burns off negative thoughts and energies and stuff.
Well, you know, and a lot of people are feeling discouraged and
mm-hmm.
feeling like things are just getting bad, and I go, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have, it's almost like stirring a pot, you know, the richest brew, before you come out with the real thing. And we're just experiencing some of that, and it's going to be just great because you have a lot of positive things that are happening, even though it seems like it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll step back with a different perspective
mm-hmm.
on what is happening and recognizing that this too shall pass away and is necessary.
Sure,
in order to bring in the new energy.
Sure. And I have been feeling like that for months, but since this new year hit,
yes.
it's just been a battle to keep. Maybe I just got used to feeling so good all the time and miracles were every day. That kind of going back to, I don't know where I go, but I'm fighting depression every day. I'm fighting it off.
Boy, this is exactly what I was calling, asking people to call in about, because January the 1st, the energy there was very different from the energy from the 2nd and thereafter.
Yep.
And I felt like the energies after the 1st were rather choppy.
Yeah.
They weren't smooth. They weren't, I wasn't feeling that they were discordant to
yes.
a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to start a few fights with people, but I'm just holding my tongue. I do. I feel critical and mean, and I'm not used to that. So I'm holding my tongue big time until it passes.
Okay, well, I honor you for that. Hold your tongue, darling, because you'll really be sorry if you say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Well, but turn around and honor the fact that you do have feelings.
Right.
And then just forgive, give God those negative feelings and love yourself.
Right. I call in Metatron, and he just burns them off me with that red, red, red fire. Do you find that he's kind of red, Carolyn?
Well,
red energy.
That's why he has the ruby ring.
I know. I do love rubies, too.
There is the ruby ring, and there are times when I work with him that red energy actually pours out of his eyes.
Okay.
And I'm finding that the different methods that he uses the energies, either from the ring or from the eyes, in different ways. He
but
doesn't use everything
a red
the same
thing.
Way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 Good, good.
I'd like to mention here while we're talking about it, for those who are not familiar with this, they can get information on his conferences at MetatronMinutes.com, and we also have the free newsletter that you can sign up for. His conference calls are really remarkable because they help you individually, but you're also doing world service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After I listened to the Jesus Moving Into the Heart one yesterday, I just felt so good, and I felt so bad when I woke up. I was just, I need to listen to that tape again. I mean, this, you know, the recording, and it changed my whole day.
You know, I'm so glad that you say that, because it is very important when you get those recordings, you
mm-hmm.
put them in your computer and you can listen to them at any time. And so thank you for bringing that up, June, that when you feel discouraged,
mm-hmm.
you need some help, what you actually do is you're putting yourself back into those energies again, and they're peaceful and they're loving and they're fulfilling. And that's the beauty of the recording,
mm-hmm.
is that it puts you right back in that same energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to feel like you're actually carrying light into the world, you know, preparing the way, that feels really good. I was wondering if you would check that Akashic and see, like, what is my connection with that? Was I actually there?
What's your connection with what?
I wanted to say it in Spanish, Jesus, but Yeshua.
Do you feel that you have a connection with Yeshua?
Every time I listen to that, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm just
tears are usually an indication that there is something very deep going on.
Right, very emotional.
And the Marys, too. I call them the Marys. I feel really connected to the Marys.
Well, which one do you want me to ask?
Let's go with the Marys.
Is there a particular Mary?
No, I don't. A Magdalene, actually, yes.
Okay, so you feel the closest connection to Mary Magdalene.
I do, and I'm so mad the way they, you know, they told bad stories about Jesus' wife like that. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of people that don't believe that they... that they were married.
Yeah, I just can't believe how they have, you know, turned her name into something like that.
Well, I think what's coming up now is going to be the energy and the time when that is all cleared. But let's take a moment, and I will connect. And for those who are not familiar with what I do, I send a part of my mind to the center of the cosmos, where we ask for the records, and we really don't need names and birthdays, because everybody has an individual vibration, like a fingerprint. And because I am speaking with June, I am picking up her vibration, and we take that to the center of the cosmos, where there is a cherubim angel there who is holding or extending your record to me. And there is, she's showing me the cover of the record. They show the cover as books, though they're not in actuality books. They're really vibrational records that are imprinted in a magnetic spot. But the cover of your book, June, is brown, which means that you were created under the ray of love. And many people were created under the ray of love, but there are different aspects of love. And so the cover is brown, and in your particular ray where you were created, it was the pink ray of love, and it is tinged with blue, and it is tinged with gold, and the blue particles that are there has to do with truth, and the gold has to do with wisdom. And so when your soul was called into form, they were the energetic waves of light that were used to bring forth those qualities into your soul construction. And so at the time of Yeshua, they are showing me that you made a commitment, and your mission then was to come and to help support the mission of Yeshua, that you in the past was an individual soul that had worked with him many times in a support system. And the way that you supported him in this particular life, and is the reason why you feel this connection with Mary Magdalene, is because you were working primarily with her to support her efforts in her association with Yeshua. In some, to understand the connection, in other periods of time, they might have called that individual and the work that she had done a handmaiden. In other words, someone who was by her side, who would see that anything that she needed, that you could help her with, you were there helping and supporting her. And it was in that manner, that method, that you supported Yeshua. And as I say these things to you, she is there. And she has a scroll in her hand. And the reason that she has a scroll in her hand is because you were the one who helped her. We might use the word of taking notes. Then it wasn't that type of a sense about it. It was you had written things down for her that she would want to review later. And so she is showing this scroll and is mentioning that you had written many scrolls for her. This was for her personal library, you might say. They were, some of it had to do with the history of their her lifetime with Yeshua, events that she wanted to have recorded so that she could go back and review them later. We seem to think of Mary Magdalene as someone who didn't have records, who might say spoke extemporaneously, so to speak, but she was a very well-organized individual. And in this organization, she was very precise about what she said, where she went, even to the point of how she kept her clothes. She was very precise in everything that she did, and so you helped her across all of these, in all of these areas, and that is why she's showing the scroll, and she tells you thank you for all of the opportunities that you have given her by writing these things down, because she would just say to you, you know, record this incident or write these facts down, and you would do that for her. So she went later, when she needed that information, she would go later and look at the scrolls, and there it would be. So you were very precise also.
Mm.
Do you find that you're precise in this lifetime?
I know I like to write and record. I'm not, I mean, in a few things I'm precise. But her life, what was she doing that, I mean, she didn't, I mean, she wasn't what they say she was.
Of course she wasn't.
Of course she wasn't.
But do you know that she was actually recording what was going on?
I didn't. I had no idea.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was recording it all.
It makes sense. What did she do before she knew Jesus? What was she? Was she in a temple or something? Was she a temple person?
She was the daughter of Balthazar, one of the three kings.
Oh, I'm going to research that. I know.
I doubt if you'll find that in any research you're going to be looking for.
Okay. I just feel a very big kinship to her, and when I see her in my healing place that I go to, I can't even lift my eyes. I haven't been able to meet her eye to eye yet.
Oh, do
and
it
why
now.
Why is that?
I just don't feel.
No, you do it now.
I'll try. Mm-hmm. It's very hard. I try.
No.
I try to lift my eyes and meet her eye to eye, and I feel so much honor towards her.
But I'm asking you, answer this, my dear. Why do you feel that way?
Yes.
I honor her so much, I guess.
Okay, you honor her.
I feel the words unworthy in my head.
Oh.
Well, this is what I want to get around.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Did you feel that way when you walked with her?
No.
Then why would you feel it now?
I don't know. Maybe it's kind of a general feeling I have in this life.
Well, this is what I'm trying to explore.
Yes.
In other words, if you worked with her and you walked with her and you assisted her in that lifetime, and she accepted your work joyously and you were of great assistance to her, then why now, 2,000 years later, would you feel that you are unworthy to look at her eyes?
I think it was the childhood abuse that kind of stole my self-worth in some ways. I think that intuitively, I feel like that's what I'm working on this life.
Telling me right now is that what you need to do is to meditate on that connection with her and feel the love that passed between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. I do. I feel it right now.
Well, I think she's there sending it to you. So what you do is you feel that. And you see, if you can feel that, then there is no need to linger on abuse that you had as a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blessed be.
She's saying also that it is time to go beyond that.
Yes.
And it is time to understand the fullness of who you are. That it was part of your journey, but it wasn't a part of you. Do you understand that?
Yes. I believe that. I just haven't been able to feel it yet, but I believe it.
Okay, that's the first step.
With her help, I'm sure I can do this work.
Well, this is why you must concentrate on this emotion of love that she has for you, because the reason she's discussing this with you is she wishes to help heal you. And in the healing of this, the veil will drop away so that you could connect with her and she can discuss with you what your next step is.
Yeah, absolutely.
In other words, Joy, you have come in with a mission that is centered around this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it?
Mm-hmm. I've always felt I had a mission that had to do with women and respect and self-respect.
Well, this is why she wants you to connect with her. She wants you to connect with her to heal the past, and in that connection to be able to move past that and move into your future work.
Yes! It's all I want to do. There's nothing else in this world I want to do but do that. Nothing else matters.
Yes! So after you have meditated on that and you feel that you have made a connection, I want you to call me back.
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you so much. You just really changed my day again.
Of course it's changed your day. It was meant to change your day. You were meant to call, and Mary Magdalene was meant to be there to be working with you.
Yes, thank you.
All part of the plan, my dear.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for the invitation to call in. I had no idea this is where we'd go.
No one does.
Blessed be to you two beautiful ladies.
Thank
Blessed
you, dear.
Blessed be, June.
Thank you.
We send you God's love, okay?
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Charlene. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And
bye-bye.
So my Happy New Year, sweetheart. And so my sentence to you out there is repeating something that June has said. When you call in, you never really realize where the conversation is going until you get there. It is part of the journey. So consider calling in. We have about 15 minutes left. Give us a call here, 877-876-5227. The book that we spoke of earlier, Chaos Before Creation, there's 13 individuals that speak of different aspects of healing. That can be found at the website carolynevers.com. It's one of the most popular books. People love it. They also like Conversations with Caesar, which is the story of his life after he had crossed over and how he was able to ascend. And again, those who might feel called to join the conference calls, they are all three of them are found at MetatronMinutes.com. Well, Charlene, can you believe that we only have about 20 minutes left of this two-hour show?
I know, it's fast, isn't it? It really is. It's kind of like life.
Yeah, it kind of speeds up, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it. You and I were talking about it this, when we were talking today, and that was, let's see, which day are we on? Is this
indeed
really Saturday?
And
it just one
yeah,
runs right into the other one.
Yes, indeed. Well, just kind of recapping some of the things we talked about earlier in case there were people who tuned in later in the show. We began our show with some information that Yeshua had given to me with regarding the elements of aging, how to turn it around. And if you're interested in perhaps thinking of this year as a healthy year where you want to go back and work on the physical, listen to the archives when this comes up because there's a lot of really good information there, I do believe, sort of like the difference between healing and rejuvenation. And there's a lot of really good information that Yeshua has given with regards to turning around the elements of aging and rejuvenating the physical. I suspect that there's probably a lot of people out there who are listening who understand that working somehow in the Temple Beautiful in Atlantis. Yeshua brought that up and explained how every 5 years people would go through that process rejuvenating the physical body. It's not something that we do here now. I wonder why that is, Charlene.
Well, part of it is it's the belief system that you were talking about at the beginning was that we've come into a belief system that has been passed on for centuries that the cells are going to, deteriorate and that you're going to get older looking and act older. But that was never the intent. I always say to everybody, then I wonder why God gave us 8 to 10 hours of sleep at night, which is supposed to rejuvenate the cells and rebuild them, and yet we still believe that they're going to tear down and be destructive. And that's become our belief system through centuries rather than being passed on, that you can rebuild them by removing any of your negative feelings or thought patterns that you've had and incorporate it, like we were talking with Joy at the beginning, incorporating it and saying, well, you know, I love myself unconditionally just the way I am. I'm doing a great job.
Do we have a caller who has joined us? I thought I heard one coming online, but apparently not.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
You know, something that I think is helpful, Charlene, is to take a picture, maybe one of your favorite pictures when you were younger,
uh-huh.
when you felt that it was your ideal age, a picture that you felt, gee, that's got to be my prime, and put it on your desk, an important place where you see it a lot, and connect to it. Feel yourself at that moment. Feel yourself in your prime.
And sometimes, yeah, but what you're talking about is, it's kind of interesting what you were saying at the beginning of the show, though, was you might look at that picture and then you might say, well, you know what, I would have been better looking if this or this, or my hair was out of place, or, you know, we go into all this negative scenario about ourselves. But if we can go in like what you were talking about and go in and say, yeah, but look at that, I just, oh my goodness, I was just so full of life and so happy or whatever. You know, go to the positive, not the negative.
So use that image as your ideal, and when you work
person.
On all these things, that's what you choose to be. And your name,
yeah.
caller. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name's John. I've never called in before, so I may be a little nervous. But I was wanting to find out about a healing and a Akashic reading.
Well, we might not have time for both, John, because
okay.
we have about 15 minutes. So if you want a healing, I would suggest that you discuss this with Charlene today, and then you can call on my show tomorrow where Charlene is not with us. I am by myself at 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock Pacific, and we could do the Akashic reading for you. So, John,
okay.
what kind of healing do you want, dear?
Well, I'm 65. I'm a musician, and my mom had really severe arthritis, and it's just a concern of mine. I don't really have it, but I'm noticing a little clicking in my fingers, and I'm concerned about that.
Well, Charlene, you're on, darling.
Okay, let's go in and now. Remember that? Were you listening to the show from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, remember right at the beginning that Carolyn talked about her having arthritis and how she had been instructed to give up so many things order for her to be healed?
Yes.
So you have to kind of, let's go in and ask God what you need to eliminate in your, if it's diet, but it's also got to be in emotional and also in the negative. Is there a lot of negative coming into your life?
Well, that was an excellent point. Not so much now, because I've been reading the scriptures a lot, and I've been studying the scriptures. I've been searching all my life, and it seems like things are coming together now. And I feel a greater sense of peace now. So I think the negative is starting to diminish. So I don't know if that's a primary thing. Finances is always a negative. You know, I always wish they had more finances. But
so what
but
is
I,
it?
I really don't feel. I'm sorry.
What is it you choose for your finances?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Okay.
You.
Maybe he's not picking it up, Carolyn.
Okay.
What is it that you choose to have for your finances?
I really don't know. I suppose just to have enough money to buy the things that I need. There's nothing specific.
Okay, now let's back up. Say the words all over again to me.
I think I'd like to have enough money to buy the things that I need.
Okay, so is that what you have? You have enough money to buy the things that you need. What does the word need mean?
I guess I do have what I need because I'm still existing. There are things. I know. And I am very aware of that, and I'm very thankful for that. And that kind of keeps me grounded. I say, well, I'm still here. I still have food.
Okay, but see, my point of, I'm sorry, but your voice is echoing, so we're getting double voice on you. So
I
have you back.
What he's suggesting, John, is that you expand what you desire to be beyond
be more
what
precise.
You need.
Okay.
See, okay, what you're getting is what you're asking for.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is God in the universe will give me what I choose. I'm choosing to have enough to get by on.
Right.
Okay, so you got to be more precise. You've got to say, okay, then I'm making ends meet, but how about if you have abundance?
Yes.
And abundance you still have to be very precise on. Abundance of what? Abundance of money.
Okay.
Abundance of money flows into me. What if I say you put in, I now make $100,000 a year in 2009. What is your first response?
Okay.
What is your response to that?
Right now, at this point in time, I think that's impossible.
See, isn't that interesting that we set ourselves up?
I know, and I know everything is possible in God's universe, and I understand that, but I'm so conditioned that I'm thinking, no, there's no way. I mean, you know, I'm thinking in my ego mind, I'm thinking in my brain, like you were talking about, you know, get your intellect out of it, and that's where I'm thinking, because I'm saying intellectually, I can't do that, you know.
Yeah, well, then why don't we go into God's field? Is God your higher source?
I'm sorry?
Is God your higher source?
Oh, Yeshua. You know,
okay. All right.
Yes, Charlene.
Okay. If you go in and say to God, okay, I choose to make $100,000 a year in 2009, then be very precise.
Yes.
You've got to be very precise. But since we don't have a lot of time, and if you choose, you can call and I'll help you put it in, because you've got to put it in, take out the oath of poverty or from past life in your DNA, in your subconscious and what you were taught when you were growing up.
Yes.
And also in the heart mind, you have to change all of that. So there's reprogramming.
I got you.
So let's do something for him, Charlene. We've got 5 minutes, Charlene.
We will. Okay, let's go do it right now.
Okay.
While she's working on that, John, I would just like to mention something to you about the belief system.
Yes.
Since we had Christmas that's not too far away, children who are fortunate enough that Santa really does visit them and their parents provide what they want.
Yes.
A child never believes that it's something beyond what they could receive.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they look upon that in the innocence of receiving.
Absolutely, yes. I
understand
that.
They don't think in their mind, oh, I can't get this, I won't get this.
There you go. I understand that totally, you know. But, you know, it's funny because when I grew up, we never had much, and it was always that type of, not real poverty. We always had food on the table, but it was always like there's us and there's the rich people, you know. It's like always that kind of thing.
You know, one way to manifest that, John, is you know how you go into a restaurant and you get a menu, and when you
yes.
order something, you expect that waitress to bring it to you.
Yes, exactly.
This is how we have to order our desires from the universe.
Yeah. Oh, you know, one more thing. I'm sorry,
yeah.
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we visualize what we want. We see it as sending it out to the universe, knowing that in its wisdom, it will come back, just
yes.
like you ordered something from a menu.
Right, right, right. What I want to mention, you talked about, I've been seeing the number 1111 come up recently, and I
yeah.
didn't understand it. Now, I also saw that in the beginning of November, and I found out what that was on November 11th. But now I've been seeing that number come up in all kinds of places recently, and you just explained the significance of that.
It's a great significance. It's a master number. And I was working with Yeshua, and he had us wait on a project until January 1st to start the project to bring in that energy. It is a master number energy that came in on January the 1st.
Wow. And, you know, I didn't notice it, but when you mentioned change on you know, January 1st, I do sense more peace in my life right now. I feel the difference.
It was a very peaceful day. The energy was very balanced. It was very loving. And one of the reasons, John, that people are feeling this way is because during November, the Christ Child came, not November, in December, the Christ Child came bringing his essence.
Yes.
So we had some Christ-conscious energy that was brought to Earth and was integrated into the Earth plane, and you could have been feeling that. And then there was a big upgrade of it on January 1st.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And one of the things that Yeshua is doing on my Sunday shows is he is discussing the energies that come in and how we can apply it to themselves. The last shows in December on the Sunday, you might be interested in listening to some of the archives when I was doing Christmas shows.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. You would be interested.
Yes, I would. Absolutely. Well, you have a wonderful show. I just love listening to both of you, and I get so much out of it.
I'm delighted. And I also have one on Sunday that comes on at the same time. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I've caught it at different times, but if I don't get it tomorrow live, I'll definitely search the archives because...
Great. And we do have a free newsletter at the MetatronMinutes.com website.
Okay.
People can send in their questions, and our Lord Metatron answers them in the newsletter.
Oh, awesome.
And on the website, we have some of the past newsletters. The questions have been very fascinating, along with his information.
Yes.
His answer.
Yes.
Charlene, are you back, dear?
Yes. Don, what I want you to do is I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and pencil and very, very precise what you choose to have with abundance of God's money. You see, money, look at it this way. Money is God in action.
Okay.
And so put it down. How would you create the action that the money comes from God's love?
Yes.
What would you create with it?
What would I create with it?
Yes, and then you call back in a couple of weeks.
Well.
Either that or you can call me personally. I mean, you can do that, too.
Okay.
We gotta go, darling. We're right on top of the time. And John, it was a delight chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon, dear.
Okay.
Bye.
So, Charlene, 2 hours go by pretty quick.
Yeah.
I want to end it with just one statement that I've been using because I think it's really important. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition.
That's perfect.
Goodbye, my friends.
Goodbye, everybody. Love you.